K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on this primetime edition. Recording on Monday night, February 24th, 2025. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Try to cover all things K-State sports, whether that's football all the way to women's rowing. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this baseball edition. I am recording this less than 5 minutes ago in this game. Not looking too good right now for the ladies basketball team as they're putting their home winning streak on the line and also in jeopardy. More importantly, possible chance at a regular season championship also in jeopardy as well there. As obviously, I've been talking about TCU, which that's going to be a good, nice transition here in just a second. But yeah, K-State. If I'm not mistaken, haven't lost a game at home all year long and on the verge of maybe doing that, unfortunately. But we'll just have to see about that here coming up very shortly here. Is I don't know what's going on outside here. We'll be back after this. Oh, all right. Glad we got that all straightened out there for a minute. It's like, what is going on? Glad we got that all taken care of. Okay, apologize. We're back. Here on the Pearl Project Podcast, not starting over again. I'm recording this here less than 4 minutes ago in the game. K-State wins basketball. Top 20 matchup here, and they're at home against Baylor on the verge of having a winning streak at home snapped. And more importantly, look at big picture, regular season title. Hopes of winning a regular season title in the Big 12 also might be coming to an end there. On that, unfortunately. But again, we'll see what happens there. But in the meantime, speaking of TCU, on the diamond, we took care of TCU yesterday. How about this baseball team? Damn. We basically said we gave them no chance. They clean sweep of the three teams in the M&G Bank, right? The M&G Bank College Baseball Series. They upset Arkansas, which was 5th ranked in the country, took down, upset Michigan, 25th ranked in the country, and then you end up taking it down 22nd ranked TCU, a conference foe. Oh, by the way, we got a leg up on y'all. Thank you. Oh, excuse me. Thank you for that. So thank you on that. So that's got to count as a conference win, if anything, because it's regular season, and TCU, I'm sure we're going to see them later on in the season, but you get a leg up on them, at least on the diamond there as well. Of course, you get a leg up on them on the basketball court, but K-State wins basketball is about to lose to Baylor as I'm recording this postcast here on K-State baseball. How about three teams, you take care of them, not only that, you dominate Michigan and 22nd ranked TCU. That's got to be kudos all across the board about this team here. A quote from Pete Hughes afterwards saying, quote, our mindset was to treat this like four-team tournament like a regional. And he goes on to say, quote, proud of how our boys embraced that mindset. And that's an awesome one. I didn't really think about that, but, well, maybe a little bit, but not that much. But it was a regional when you look at it. And the common denominator, you upset Arkansas for the second straight year in a row. But this one was a little bit different because it wasn't the postseason like it was the actual regional. But hey, Arkansas, common denominator, you own that Arkansas butt, that Arkansas ass. Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Belt the ass on Arkansas. And then you really put the belt whooping on TCU yesterday. You scored 10 runs. On them boys, and then you take care of Michigan the day before that. Just solid pitching across the board. The Cats, they came into this tournament or mini regional 1-4. They are now 500, 4-4. Impressive. And let's go ahead and take a look at this box score here. As K-State upsets third straight ranked top 25 opponent. In the college baseball, the M&G Bank College Baseball Series, taking down TCU. Oh, by the way, you should get double points on upsetting your Big 12 opponent in TCU there. They hand TCU their second loss, so TCU falls to 5-2. K-State 4-4 there. Lincoln Shuffield credited with a win there. Trevor Bumler gets a loss here as K-State put a 4th spot in the 5th inning. But before that, they got one in the 1st. It was no score until the top of the 4th inning there. As I mentioned, K-State put it on them in the 5th inning. 4 runs there. And then again in the 7th, a 5 spot there in the 7th inning there. TCU had nothing going until the 6th inning, getting one run there in the 6th, and then one more in the 8th inning. K-State, 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors. TCU, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors in this baseball game here. K-State, you needed to be pretty much perfect in this weekend. You did exactly that. Their error-free baseball and pitching was outstanding in his baseball game here, really throughout. And it was a worry. And now I really think, I go back to what I said in the postcast over the weekend on Arkansas. I really believe that, excuse me, that Arkansas win there, again, owning Arkansas, might have jump-started this K-State baseball team there. Lincoln Shuffield, outstanding. 7 innings of 1-run baseball, 5 hits. Struck out 8, walked 1. J.J. Slack pitched an inning, gave up that other run there of TCU, or hit, a run, an earn. That was earned there, a walk, a struck out. And Taswell Butler came in and pitched a clean 9th inning there, struck out a TCU batter there. Trevor Bumler, the loss, 4 1/3, 5 runs, 3 hits. All those were earned runs. Walked 2, struck out 3 there as well. We go to the offensive side of the ball. Dante Lewis was hitless from the leadoff spot. He was huge on the mound this weekend there as well. Micah Dean, 2 for 5 in this ball game there as well. And Nick English, 2 for 5 this game. My guy, I'm gonna start stealing a phrase from John Kurtz. My guy, Shantiro, from Japan, 3 for 5, scored 2 runs, drove in a run there. My guy, and another one, Maximus Martin. Damn, my guy, 3. Did I say that twice? 3 for 5. He scored a run, drove in 3 runs. I love that name. Maximus Martin, he was Maximus in this game as K-State dominates Big 12 opponent and, of course, their friendly neighbor, Big 12 neighbor, TCU, yesterday at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, by the count of 10-2. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Again, yes, I'm on the back end. I promise, K-State Nation, I'm on the back end of this cold. Finally, we get some nice-ass weather going here and a belt-ass on TCU on a diamond there last night as Pete Hughes and this team really got that mojo going now, and I'm interested in seeing what that's going to go moving forward. I told you, I think that Arkansas win, they got that confidence. Arkansas win really sparked them, and now you can carry that momentum on home. Now, as I pull up their schedule now, see what they have next here. K-State now will be competing in another classic here as that gauntlet of a schedule continues. This is going to help them out. If they go on, I mean, it's too early to tell right now. If they go on here to have what I think they're going to have, it's still early. This little stretch here can put them in a nice little spot. Once again, to battle out for one of those postseason spots later, but still a long way to go. But I like what I'm seeing after kind of a little bit of a slowish start to the 2025 campaign here. Next up on the list here, the Frisco Classic. You got to play LSU, who is top 3 in the nation. Here we go again. Sam Houston and Nebraska, who your friendly neighbors from up north, who are 24th in the country. All that's going to start on Friday with, I believe, LSU. Yeah, I believe LSU comes calling there as well. The Frisco Classic there as well. Oh, my apologies. Keep getting interrupted here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, going to wrap this up here real quick. So, again, that is this Friday. Now, next up for K-State baseball, 4:40, we'll take on LSU starting on Friday there. Of course, kstatesports.com/watch. If you want to watch that game on the K-State Sports app there as well. And I'm gonna throw in a little bit of a stat here for closes out. It's the first time for K-State baseball has won by more than 3 runs against TCU. You got to go back a little bit to 2015, April 12, 2015, when K-State beat them 6-2 there. So that it was interesting there as well. But yeah, it'll be a basketball recording tomorrow on both, of course, the men and women's. We'll get you squared away on that. Obviously, men, postseason hopes done after the Big 12 championship there. Big 12 tournament, I shouldn't say. Shouldn't say championship. We ain't going to complain for no championship on that side of the ball. That side of the coin anyways. But the ladies there, we'll have to figure out what happened there as well. We'll get the scoop on what happened to them there as they, when I hopped on this podcast here with 2 interruptions, they're trailing by 14 points at home. That's a rarity there for K-State women's basketball there as well. They're coming off of the thrashing of KU. And like I said, they had more to play for. Regular season Big 12 championship. Regular season anyways could be going down the toilet here. But we'll get into all that here on tomorrow's recordings there as well. You'll be looking for this here when you wake up, K-State Nation. So again, apologize for the interruptions tonight there as well. So, but we're gonna roll with it like usual. So, but hey, K-State put the brooms on the opponents, on 3 ranked opponents this past weekend in Arlington, Texas, in the big state of Texas. Arkansas, go down again. We own y'all. Michigan, we take y'all down. And TCU, we put that belt to that ass there last night. Down in Arlington, Texas. K-State response now, and they are sitting at 500. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Wherever our podcast is found, free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. I'm running this right here before I can interrupt again. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Don't forget about our bonus content over on Podbean app. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. Eddie Greer the 3rd here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. So, cats.